Skating has always been important to 23-year-old Shawnee Davis. He was raised by his mother on the tough south side of Chicago and started roller skating at the age of 2. By the time he was 3, roller skating rink guards were already trying to get him to slow down. Because of Shawnee's need for speed, when he was 6, his teacher suggested that he switch from roller to ice skating. Around that same time, Shawnee's mother learned about the Evanston Speed Skating Club from her boss. Before long, Shawnee was competing. In a sport in which there are few African Americans, he was winning regional competitions for his age group by the time he was 8. With no rinks in the inner city, Shawnee and his mother moved to the city's north side to be closer to the ice. Between 1995 and 2003, Shawnee won 5 national age group championships and also captured a North American championship in 1999. At the age of 17, he made history by becoming the first U.S. skater to earn a place on both the short and long track junior world teams, a feat he accomplished 3 years in a row. Davis says it was something he had been preparing for a long time.
I grew up skating short track and long track. For me, it's just a way of life, you know. It's something I've been doing since I was 7 and 8 years old. And that's something that I cherish, and I don't want to give it up. And I use it to my advantage. Sometimes you get tired of skating the short track. You get tired of the equipment. You get tired of the physicality. You take a break. You go skate long track. And then when you have enough of that, you go right back, and you feel refreshed.
In another landmark, Davis became the first African-American to make the U.S. Olympic speed skating team for the 2002 Winter Games in Salt Lake City.
It means something, but it doesn't matter what color I am, black or white, Asian or Hispanic. It doesn't matter to me. As long as the message that I'm portraying to the people that watch me on television is positive, and it shows them that they can do things that are different than besides tossing a football, hitting a bat at a baseball, or shooting a basketball, I'm just showing them that stepping outside of that bubble is okay.
Though coaches did not select him to race at the last Winter Olympics, Shawnee Davis came into his own in the 2004-2005 season. He captured his 3rd straight U.S. long track championship, set a new world record in the 1500 meters, and went on to win the 2005 all-round championships in Moscow. Earlier this year, Shawnee made history again by earning spots on the world team in both short and long track for the 2nd season in a row. Davis talks about the differences between the two disciplines.
In long track, placement really doesn't matter because you're out there just for yourself. And you're skating against the clock, whereas in short track, you're skating against other competitors that have different strategies and things like that. And there's no really big difference because, again, I'm just out there to skate and have fun.
In November, Shawnee Davis set a new world record in the 1,000 meters, posting a time of 1:07.03 He continues to train in long and short track and aspires to make both teams and compete for medals in both disciplines this February at the Turin Olympics. In Washington, this is Steve Shy, VOA Sports.